2306, please. Hello, honey. How you doing? Good. Oh, yeah, what'd he say? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, is he still there? Well, how long ago did he leave? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'm stopping here. Then I got a little meeting, and then I'll... I would if I could. As soon as I can. Yeah, look, let me get off, and I promise you it'll be okay. Right. Bunch of bullshit.
Wasting good man's time.
Sir, could I speak to Dr. Lewinstein, please? Well, it's rather important. Could you get it for me?
Bunch of bullshit trying to make a living on these deadbeat leads. I swear to God, Shell, I'm on a sit today. This one... Hello, Mrs. Swoboda. This is Dave Moss. Yeah, we spoke yesterday. Now, on the Rio Rancho estates, we've had a situation just come up. The president of our company is in town just one day, and he has certain parcels...
Doctor...
Yes,
but... Oh, well, could you get... What do you mean? He's not there. I have to speak to him. Yes, it is fairly urgent. Mr. Levine.
Yeah.
No, I can't be reached. I'll get back to him.
But he has certain parcels, certain choice parcels, which he's given me a hold on for the next 48 hours. Now, what would be the best time to get you and your husband together? Say, tonight at 10? Or tomorrow at 8? Okay. Okay, well, what would be the best time to do that? Look, you sent in the... Now, listen to me now. I've got 48 hours to make you a lot of money. Well, when will he be on? Fine, I'll call you back in 10 minutes.
They don't give you the leads, they don't give you the support, they don't give you a dick.
Yeah. Then they're yanking us in on some sales conference. When's the last time anyone made a dime on learned a goddamn thing? All it does is some jerk shoots his mouth off.
Yeah. Swear to God, Shell. I got half a mind to go across the street. I had half a mind to go with you, they say.
Well, you never know. I'm talking to Jerry Graff next week.
I gotta call these deadbeats back. Baby, I can't make a goddamn dollar with these leads, and you're killing my ass on the street.
I'm sorry you aren't happy here.
Yes, well, that's very cute, but you're running this office like a bunch of bullshit. You're on an override. You make money, we make money.
I'd like you to make more money.
Then give me a better lead and don't go waste my time. A sales conference?
The strategy comes from downtown.
Oh, the strategy? The strategy? Well, I think I'll pass.
I wouldn't.
Why is that?
When you come, then you'll see. Shelley?
Yeah?
You ready to do or die tonight?
Oh, yeah. John, always ready, John. And one thing, we were talking about the leads. I understand we've got some new ones.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about at the meeting.
We are, because I'm running into a little bit of a snag.
Yes, I've seen your sales figures.
That's the leads, John. You give me a better lead.
That's what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Personal buying, you understand? Personal problems. I could use a leg up.
After the meeting.
I hear the new Glengarry leads.
After the meeting, Shell.
What out there tonight? Huh? Wet out there tonight. Uh-huh. Maybe it'll break the heat.
Okay, Al, give me a quick J&B, huh? Double.
What are you? They say...
Huh?
They say it was so hot downtown this afternoon, grown men on the street corner were going up to cops... begging the cops to shoot them. They say you should not drink alcohol when it's so hot.
I'm just...
Something I read. For they say it dehydrates you. They say you should drink water. But I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
Addict to which you know they're wrong.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's slow tonight.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess everybody's staying home.
Huh? Oh, my daughter calls. Anybody calls, I'm over at the office, huh? Thanks.
Thank you. a woman in White Plains on the hook. 5 units, Mountain View, what happens? She has to check with a lawyer.
You let her check with a lawyer?
What could I do?
I don't know.
Sally.
Huh?
Who's the guy?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't like the whole thing, you know, because all I need is a lead. They won't give out...
Uh-huh. The rich get richer. That's the law of the land. Who belongs to the BM?
It is 7:30.
So who is that?
And where's Mr. Roman?
Well, I'm not a leech, so I don't know, do I?
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Because you're talking about what? You're talking about... bitching about that sale you shot. Some son of a bitch don't want to buy land. Somebody don't want what you're selling. Some broad you're trying to screw, so forth. Let's talk about something important. Are they all here?
All but one.
Well, I'm going anyway. Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you. I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy. Your name's Levine.
Yeah.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch?
I don't gotta listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired. The bad news is you've got all you've got just 1 week to regain your job, starting with tonight. Starting with tonight's sit.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Good. Because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize, a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. The fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is your wanting. And you can't play in the man's game. You can't close them. Then go home and tell your wife your troubles. Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking faggots? A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. A, I, D, A. Attention, interest, decision, action. Attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested? I know you are, because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision. Have you made your decision for Christ? An action. A-I-D-A. Get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? A guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. They're sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it?
What's the problem, pal? You, Moss.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums?
You see this watch?
You see this watch?
Yeah.
That watch costs more than your car. I made $970,000 last year. How much you make? You see, pal, that's who I am, and you're nothing. Nice guy? I don't give a shit. Good father? Fuck you. Go home and play with your kids. You want to work here? Close. You think this is abuse? You think this is abuse, you cocksucker? You can't take this. How can you take the abuse you get on a shit? You don't like it? Leave. I can go out there tonight. The materials you got, make myself $15,000. Tonight, in 2 hours, can you? Can you? Go and do likewise. A-I-D-A. Get mad, you son of a bitches. Get mad.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass balls to sell real estate. Go and do likewise, gents. The money's out there. You pick it up, it's yours. You don't, I got no sympathy for you. You want to go out on those sits tonight and close? Close, it's yours. Not, you're going to be shining my shoes. And you know what you'll be saying? Bunch of losers sitting around in a bar. Oh, yeah. I used to be a salesman. It's a tough racket. These are the new leads. These are the Glengarry leads. And to you, they're gold. And you don't get them. Why? Because to give them to you is just throwing them away. They're for closers. I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it. And to answer your question, pal, why am I here? I came here because Mitch and Murray asked me to. They asked me for a favor. I said, the real favor, follow my advice and fire your fucking ass because a loser is a loser.
Fucking nonsense. Treat people like that.
The fuck is he gonna get off?
Mickey Mouse sales conference.
He didn't mean it. I'm sure he didn't mean it about trimming down the sales force.
Where is Romo?
Huh?
Where the hell is Mr. Ricky Romo? All the while we gotta sit here and eat this nonsense.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Levine. How's she doing?
Yeah, she awake? Oh, the doctor came by. What did he say? Okay, well, look, I can't come in tonight. Yes, I know she is. I know that she is. I gotta go out. Will you please tell her when she wakes? I got to go out. And then tell her I'll call her from the road. Thank you.
Gentlemen, you heard the man.
What is this in aid of?
As of tonight.
Now, what is this? Excuse me.
Excuse me. What it's in aid of is that Mitch and Murray are finding...
Mitch and Murray! Fuck him! I'm doing my job. I gotta put up with his childish...
I don't make the rules. I'm paid to run the office. You don't like the rules, Dave? There's the door. Two lead cards for tonight. Two lead cards for tomorrow. As you heard, end of the month, top salesman on the board gets the Eldorado. Next man down.
How about the good leads?
The leads I've given you.
Look at these leads are shit. They're old. I've seen that name 100 times.
Well, the leads are assigned randomly.
Yeah, what about the new leads, huh? The new leads, the Glengarry leads.
I've got them. I'm going to hang on to them. And they'll be assigned to closers. They're based on the sales volume, first to Roma.
Where is Roma?
Yeah, don't you worry about Roma. He'll get his leads. You've got yours.
Oh, he's top name on the board, so we don't have to be here for this shit.
That's correct. And as the hour is waning, I suggest to you, those of you who are interested in a continuing job with this organization, get to work.
It's garbage. Worked over bullshit.
Thank you for your attention.
Bullshit! How am I supposed to close these? Look at this. I had this guy before. I've been to his house twice.
I can't close this stuff. Shelly, how am I supposed to... They're going to bounce me out of a job.
Hello, Mr. Palermo? I'm sorry. Mr. Spies? Mr. Robert Spies? Yeah, this is George Arano. I'm with Rio. I spoke with your wife earlier. Yeah, I'm the vice president of Rio Rancho Properties in Furman, Arizona. Yes. I'm calling from the airport, and consulting my map, I see that you and your wife live near the airport. I have some rather unusual, rather good information on the property.
Hello? Hello, this is Sheldon Levine. Please listen closely. I only have a moment or so. I can speak only to a Mrs. Nyborg. Oh, this is Mrs. Nyborg. Please listen closely, Mrs. Nyborg. I'm calling from Consolidated Properties of Arizona. Our computer has chosen you from all of the many thousands who write in requesting information on our properties. Now, by federal law, as you probably know, the prize must be awarded to you even if you are not engaged in our land development plan. The only stipulation, of course, is that you and your husband must sign at the same time for the receipt of your prize. Now, I will be in the area tonight and possibly tomorrow. What do you think might be a convenient time to meet with both you and your husband? Of course I'll hold.
Bunch of fucking nonsense, huh?
I can't close.
Nobody can close them.
They're old.
They're ancient. A bunch of fucking nonsense. Get some jerk to come in there.
Sometimes just think, you know, I wonder if I belong in this business.
Then a guy out there, no support, no confidence.
Then I say, nobody can close them. Then I look at Roma.
Roma, fuck Roma. I had a freak, a couple, you know, a little run of luck. The leads are garbage.
Then I say, why give him the good leads? He doesn't need them.
You going out?
Yeah. I have to go out. I can't make a sit.
You tried?
Yeah, something's wrong with me. What is that? I can't push through.
Hey, get your coat on. You come out with me.
Something in me.
Forget it.
I try.
I still forget it. Come on.
I can't close.
Life. I swear to God, you know, you work all your life.
Forget it, George.
Fellas, Roma, so on. So gifted.
Gifted my ass. Guy gets a string of luck.
No, not.
The thing of it is, money's tight. Times are tight. It don't do no good to throw this fart around. Just go out and sell. You can threaten a man all you want. You can't whip a dead horse.
Nope.
All this garbage, sell 10,000, you win a Cadillac, you lose, we're going to fire your ass. It's... Now it's medieval.
Yes.
It's wrong.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And you know who's responsible.
Who?
You know who it is. It's Mitch and Murray, because it don't have to be this way.
No.
Look at Jerry Graff. He's clean. He's doing business for himself. He's got this, you know, that list with the nurses. See? You see? That's thinking. Why take 10%? A 10% sales commission? Why are we giving the rest away? What are we giving 90% for? For nothing. For some jerk sitting in the office, tell us, get out there and close. Go win a Cadillac. Graff, he goes out there and buys. He pays top dollar for it. You see?
Yes.
For the leads. That's thinking. No, he's got the leads. He goes in business for himself. That's what? That's thinking. Who? Who's got a steady job? A regular job, a couple bucks, nobody's touched. Who?
Nurse.
Graff goes and buys a fucking list of nurses. $1,000. He paid two, I'll eat my hat. 4,000 or 5,000 nurses, he's going wild.
He is?
Yeah, he's doing very well.
I heard they were running cold.
The nurses?
Yeah.
You hear a lot of things. No, he's doing very well. He's doing very well.
With River Oaks?
River Oaks, Brook Farms, all that shit. Somebody told me, you know what he's clearing himself? $14,000-$15,000 a week.
Himself?
That's what I'm saying. Why? He's got the leads. He's got the good leads. What are we? We're sitting in the shit here.
Why? Because we got to go to them to get them.
Huh?
90% of our sales we're paying to the office for the leads.
Well, there's the leads, there's the overheads, there's the phones, there's a lot of stuff.
What do you need? Telephone? Some broad to say good morning? Nothing. It's the leads. The whole thing is the leads. You understand me? You can't sell to a void. You got to get a goddamn person. You get a lead, you get a person. I'll go in there and sell them, huh? Otherwise, what do they want for my life?
Hello, Danny?
Dan, it's Shel Levine. Yeah, we spoke last May, I called you. I was in town from my estate in Rio Rancho. And Arizona. Yeah, oh, I wish we could have gotten together at that time. Danny, that piece of property I had for you has increased in value. Grace, what was that figure? $76,000. Oh, Danny, I wish you could have been in on it with me. Look, I'm here overnight. I have to go home tomorrow. And I thought after the interest you showed on the last trip that... Holy Grace. Danny, I know that you're serious. And because of that, I am going to shove my appointments around and make sure... Oh, well, gee, I wish that... All right, Danny. Yeah, all right.
Going out tonight, Shelley?
What is this bullshit with a sales promotion?
It isn't bullshit. It's the way it is.
You're going to fire the bottom men on the list?
That's the way it is, and I don't make the rules. The rules come from downtown.
I've got a little bit of a problem here, John.
I'm closing up the office.
Yeah, well, come across the street, have a drink with me.
I got to get home.
Hey, do me the courtesy, huh? 5 minutes? Just 5 minutes.
I am trying to get home for 2 hours. I got to go home, grab 1 hour with my kids, come back here, see if any of you close the contract.
How about 1 minute?
Take the contract to the bank.
How about 1 minute?
Huh? What is it?
I can't close these leaves.
Then move on.
Don't jump. Hey, don't jump out of your manager bag a second. Huh? It's just two guys talking, am I right? We're just talking. You got the new leads. If you were given that, just hold on.
The Glengarry leads Mitch and Murray told me it would be assigned only to close.
Yeah, hold on a second. If you give me the good...
Yeah, Shelley, you blew the last good one.
Yeah, no. Yeah, hold on a minute, will you, please? I did not blow them. One kicked out. One, I closed.
You didn't close
Would you listen to me, please? I closed that cocksucker. His ex... John, his ex. I didn't even know he was married. The judge invalidated it.
Shelley.
What was that, John? Huh? Bad luck. That's all it was. I pray in your life you never mind that it runs in streaks. Oh, boy, that's what it's doing. That's all it does. Streaks. I pray that it misses you, and that's all I have to say. I've got to eat. Look at the sheets. Look at the sheets. 1987, 88, 89. 6 months in 89. Who's on top?
Roma.
Under him.
Moss.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit, John. April to September, it's me. It's no fucking Moss. Due respect, he's an order taker. Oh, talk. Woo, talk's a good game, but don't look on the board. It's me.
Not lately, it isn't.
Not lately? Well, lately, kiss my ass lately. Look, you call Murray and you call Mitch. When we were on Peterson, who do you think bought the new car, huh? Call Mitch, the Seville? Oh, he came in here. You bought that for me, fella. And out of what? Hey, look at me. Out of what? Nothing. Cold calling. You want to talk about a sale? You are really beginning to burn my ass, kid. I can't get a lead, you. It was skill, John. It could be working for you. You want to throw it away.
It isn't me.
Oh, it's not you. Gee, I wonder who it is. Who the fuck am I talking to? Now, look, I need the lead. So
after the contest. After the 30th.
Bullshit after the contest. If I'm not up on that board by the 30th, they're going to can my ass. I need those leads, and I need them now, or I'm out. You're going to miss me. Yeah? I swear to you, you will miss me.
Let me tell you something, Shelley. I do what I'm hired to do. You might do the same.
Jesus.
Now, wait a second. I'm hired to watch the leads. To marshal my sales force. I'm given a policy.
My job is to do that. What I'm told. Now, wait a second.
Anybody falls below a certain mark, I'm directed. I'm not permitted to give them the premium leads.
How do they rise above that mark? With DREC? With this toilet paper that you're giving me, you give me one premium lead.
Do you know what the premium leads cost?
I know what the premium leads cost. Yeah, I know what they cost. I generated a sufficient dollar revenue to buy them, but I cannot sell shit. Jesus, and I've seen these before, you know. Christ, I saw these back Homestead. 1985, we pitched these cocksuckers Baywater. They couldn't buy a fucking toaster. They're broke. They're deadbeats. Hey, look, just give me some leads. Don't come out of a phone book, huh? You give me something hotter than that and I can close it. It's just a streak. I'm going to turn it around. Hey, I need your help.
I can't do it, Shelley.
It
John. Give you 10%.
Of what?
My end. When I close, you give me the premium leads, you're in for 10% when I close.
And what if you don't close?
I will close.
Yeah, what if you don't
close? I will close.
What if you don't? You understand? Then I'm fucked. Do you think you're the only guy with a family? You see what I'm saying to you?
John.
I step out and you don't close, then it's my job. Then I'm fucked.
I will close. Now, 10%, John, I can't get hot. You know that.
Not lately, you can't.
No, that's the fetus. Fuck it. Now, go with me. Get on my side and let's do something. You want to run this office? You heard what the man said. Attack. Let's do something.
20%.
All right.
And $50 a lead.
Shit.
No?
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Listen, I gotta talk to you. Permit me to do this a second. I'm older than you. A man acquires a reputation on the street, you know. What he does when he's up, what he does at other times. I said 10, you said no. You said 20, I said fine. Now you want to throw this $50 thing in. John, a good deal, a deal has got to be won. Don't you think we're both parties? Oh, okay, fine. 20%, $50 a lead. It's done. Let's go out. We make some money. I got bills to pay, huh? I want 2 sits tonight, and I want the good leads, the Glengarry leads, too. Two, John, because I am going to close them both. It's a long road with no turning, Pally. Okay, now let's go.
I've got to go back to the office to get him.
Yeah, but go on, let's go, huh? You know, see, this is what I was saying, John. All you need, a little boost. You turn the streak around. Am I right? Good, huh? Huh? Good? What? Yeah, what?
2 leads, $100.
Now?
Now, yes.
Oh,
when?
Shit, John.
I could.
You fucking asshole. I don't have it. I don't... I'll bring it in the office in the morning. I'll be coming in with the sales.
Nope.
Fucking believe this. All right, here's, 30. And, oh, come on, Jesus. Here's the 30, and I bring the rest in tomorrow. Now, we got to do this, huh, pal? For Christ's sake.
No.
My daughter.
I can't do it, Shelley.
And I gotta tell you something, fella. It wasn't so long ago. I just pick up the phone and I call Murray. I got you a job, you know? Hey, Murray, the kid is burning my ass. Shelley, he's gone. You are gone before I'm back from lunch. Bought him a trip to Bermuda once.
I've got
it. All right, hey. Give me, take 2 more of the old leads.
I gave you 2 today.
Oh, Christ, one is a bust out, John, and the other ain't home.
Shelley.
I promise you, I've been on the phone. I know.
No more leads today. 2 per day. You've got yours.
Right.
All right?
Sure. We will do that other thing. Sadly, I left my wallet in there.
Deadbeats, all.
My mistake. I should have took the leads in the first place.
You have to.
Yeah. Why?
To get on the...
Get on a board, yeah. How am I going to get on a board trying to sell a doctor? 2 regular, 2 chocolate donuts. Give me the same thing to go. And I'll tell you what else. Don't ever try to sell an Indian.
I will never try to sell an Indian.
You let these names come up. You ever get them? Patel? You ever get them?
Well, I think I had one once.
You had one. You know him. Patel. They keep coming up. I don't know. They like to talk to salesmen, something. They're lonely. I don't know. They like to feel superior. Never bought a fucking thing. I don't know. Come down the line. Doctors, lawyers, Indians. Times are tight. It's tight. Pressure's just too great. Man can't work. All of them. You go in the door. I gotta close this fucker or I don't eat lunch or I don't win a Cadillac. We work too hard, George. Remember... When we were selling Glen Ross Farms, Didn't we sell a bunch of that?
Yeah, they came in, you know.
Oh, they fucked it up.
They did.
They killed a goose.
They did.
And now...
Stuck with this.
Stuck with this fucking shit.
This shit.
It's too...
It is.
You get a bad month, all of...
You run this...
They put you on this board.
I...
Some contest board.
I...
It's not right.
It's not right to the customers.
I know, it's... Wait, hey. What did I learn as a kid on Western? You don't sell a guy one car. You sell him five cars over 15 years.
That's right.
You're goddamn right it's right. Guys come in, oh, the blah, blah, blah. I know what I'll do. I'll go out and rob everybody blind and go to Argentina because nobody ever thought of this before. You know, so they killed a goose and a fucking man's worked all his life. He's got a...
That's right.
...cower in his boots.
Shoes, boots, yes.
Some fucking sell 10,000 in a steak knives.
What do you do?
What can you do?
What can you do? You don't have the leads. If you do not have the goddamn leads...
Mr. Spanel? Ah, oh, Sheldon Levine. I was speaking to your wife earlier.
Come in.
Cats and dogs. Yeah. Oh, cats and dogs. Oh, I see you're interested in fishing. Oh, yeah. I fished myself many years. Muskie, Wisconsin. Ooh, beauty. Now, where's the missus?
Out at the PTA.
Ah.
Well, what was this in reference?
Well, I spoke to your wife earlier on the phone. I called. I'm in town with Rio Rancho.
Yes, I'm sorry. She said you had some award.
Yes, I was speaking to the people in my sales organization, uh-huh. My representatives in this area. Now, Mr. Spanel, your name is Larry. Do you mind if I call you Larry? All right, Larry. We had a consultant. And he made me an offer. He offered me $230,000 to promote a sales plan, you see. A plan to present our investment opportunities at Rio Rancho to the public. Well, I said, hell, let me save you the $230,000 and pass the savings along to the investors. Now, my people immediately said, whoa, how do you do that? How can you present investment opportunities without television, without magazine ads? I said, you take something this good, you go to a man has invested in the past, you go to him direct and offer the money to him. Rebate. And don't give it to this expert. Huh?
So you're here to sell me some land?
No, I wouldn't try to sell you land. I leave that to the salesmen, you know, the people who want to own land. I think something has to be fed, watered, and painted, you know, but don't invest in it. And that motto has stood me in good stead.
Mr.
Just call me Shelley. I have never been afraid of familiarity.
I'm walking out the door. I've got to pick up my wife at the...
Let's take my car. Huh? We'll pick her up together. Spoke to a little woman on the phone. Can't wait to meet her.
No, we're going over to our relatives.
Oh, she didn't say anything about
I'm sure
that.
She forgot.
I'm on a plane to Florida.
Well, I'm so sorry if we put you out.
No, you didn't put me out. And I'm just trying to think, Larry. You know, that's the only parcel that I've got. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to the computer, I'm going to pull another one, and we're going to speak to your relatives soon.
No, come on, you're a busy man, Larry, and so am I.
God, I'm in the act of giving a gift away.
Look, I don't want to buy land, I don't want to invest in land, I have nothing. Hmm. Yeah, she took the call without my knowledge. I have no business that I wish to transact.
Okay, I don't want to tell you how to handle your wife.
Well, my wife filled in a form, and we have been plagued for the last year by...
That's the situation that I'm trying to alleviate, Larry.
No, do you understand? Thank you, no.
Roma, man, he don't care.
He don't care.
No, he's sitting on top of the world. He's got the good leads, the good prospects.
Sales.
Sales contests.
That's what I'm saying.
Times turn hard, they bounce you out of this job.
And if they bounce you with no confidence...
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you. You know, if they get you on a bad beat... To get you on, and you got to go out there and get a new job.
Yeah, we know.
With no confidence.
Yes.
I'll tell you what the hard part is. Is to stop thinking like a goddamn slave. You say the Nazis in Europe. You know, if they came in my door, bullshit. The time is now. What do you do now? Some guy pissing in your face, cocksucker, wants to break your rice bowl? Mitch, Murray, fuck you. What I say, fuck you. Sitting on a good leads. George, we're men here.
Yes.
I tell you what the hard part is.
What?
Starting up. standing up, breaking free of this bullshit, this enslavement to some guy, because he's got the upper hand. This is the difference. Listen to me, George, now. Jerry Graff went a business for himself. He said, I'm going on my own. And he was free. You understand me? I'll tell you what somebody should do.
What?
Somebody should stand up and strike back. Somebody should do something to them.
What?
Something to pay them back. Someone should hurt them, Mitch and Murray.
Someone should hurt them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone should do something to hurt them where they live.
What?
Someone should rob the office.
Huh.
That's what I'm saying. See, if we were that kind of guy to hold up the joint and trash it, it looks like robbery. We take the fucking leads out of the files and we go to Jerry Graff.
Huh?
And we take the fucking Glenn Gary leads. Huh?
Mr. Nyborg? Oh, Mr. Nyborg. Sheldon Levine. I was speaking to your wife earlier. That's right. I'd like to speak to you about your prize, awarding you your prize. We're coming to the end of our fiscal year. I'd really like to get it off the books before I... Yes, the prize for consolidated property. Yes, the information you requested on Rio Rancho. Now, I'm in town only for a couple of... Well, let me see. I suppose I could swing by tonight. Yeah. Oh. Well, when do you think it might be more convenient? As I said, I could swing by tonight. Well, of course, yes. You speak to your wife. Grace! Gonna need a first-class seat, passport, $10,000 in cash. Put that with the negotiable papers, if you would. And put me on the telex hookup with... Yes? Well, when do you think Mrs. Nyborg might be back?
All train compartments smell vaguely of shit. It gets so you don't mind it. That's the worst thing that I can confess. You know how long it took me to get there? A long time. When you die, you're going to regret the things you don't do. You think you're queer? I'm going to tell you something. We're all queer. You think you're a thief? So what? You get befuddled by a middle-class morality? Get shut of it. Shut it out. You cheat on your wife? You did it. Live with it. Fuck little girls? So be it. There's an absolute morality? Maybe. And then what? If you think there is, go ahead, be that thing. Bad people go to hell? I don't think so. You think that? Act that way. The hell exists on Earth? Yes. I won't live in it. That's me. Did you ever take a dump, made you feel like you just slept for 12 hours?
Did I?
Yes.
I don't know.
Or a piss. Great meals fade in reflection. Everything else gains. You know why? Because it's only food. The shit we put in us keeps us going. It's only food. The great fucks you may have had, what do you remember about them?
What do I remember?
I don't know. For me, I'm saying what it is. It's probably not the orgasm. Some broad's forearm on your neck. Something her eyes did. There was this sound she made. Or it's me in the... I'm telling you, I'm in bed the next day. She brought me cafe au lait. Gives me a cigarette. My balls feel like concrete. Hey? What I'm saying, what is our life? Our life is looking forward or is looking back. That's it. That's our life. Where's the moment? And what is it we're so afraid of? Loss. What else? The bank closes. We get sick. My wife died on a plane. The stock market collapsed. One of these things happened. None of them we worry. Anyway, why?
What can we get for?
For?
For the leads.
What can we get for the leads? I don't know. $10 a throw, 15 maybe? I don't know. for the leads you're saying. Say somebody took them, went to Jerry Graff.
Yeah. How many leads we have?
The Glengarry, the premium leads? I've got to think they've got 500, say 500 leads.
You're saying a fella, you're saying, could take those leads and sell them to Graff?
The leads to Graff, yes. I was saying, yeah, a guy could take, like anything else, it seems to me, that is negotiable, a guy could sell them.
How do you know he'd buy them?
Because I worked for him.
You didn't talk to him?
No. What do you mean? Did I talk to him about this?
Yeah. Are you just talking about this, or were you just talking about it?
Yeah, we're just speaking about it.
Speaking about it as an idea.
Yes.
We're not actually talking about it.
No.
Talking about it as a...
No.
As a robbery.
As a robbery? No.
Well.
Hey.
So all this, you didn't actually call Graff, you didn't talk to him?
Not actually, no.
You didn't?
No, not actually.
Did you?
What did I say?
What did you say?
I said not actually. Fuck you care, George. We're just talking.
We are?
Yes.
Because it's a crime.
Robbery. That's right. It is a crime. It's also very safe.
You're actually talking about this.
That's right.
You're going to steal the lead.
Have I said that?
Are you?
Did I say that?
Did you talk to Graff?
What did I say?
What did he say?
What did he say? He'd buy him.
You're gonna steal the Glengarry leads and sell them to Graff?
Yes.
What's he gonna pay?
He figures there's 500 leads at, say, $10 a piece. That's $2,500 each.
Each? Each?
That's right, George.
But you always saying me?
You and me. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. $2,500 a piece, you and me, for one night's work in a job with Graff, working at premium leads.
Job with Graff?
Is that what I said?
Give me a job?
We could take you on, yes.
I was dialing the direct line to my daughter's room. Sheldon Levine. Yeah, she's in 20th... Well, yeah, I'm sure she's asleep, but... Well, where's the duty... They canceled her. Well, then let me talk... Who am I speaking to? I'll have the money there tomorrow.
That's a big decision, George. Times a guy's got to make one. It's a big decision, and it's a big reward. $2,500 and a job, it's a big reward for one night's work.
Yes.
You know, sometimes a guy...
Sometimes a man, if he wants a reward...
That's absolutely right.
If I do one thing on one night...
That's absolutely right. The thing is that it's got to be tonight.
What?
What? The leads ain't gonna leave? They bring those leads up, they wave under your nose. Tomorrow they're taking them downtown, parcel them out, and the guy wants those leads, he's going to have to go get them tonight. Tonight is the thing. Talk about a chance. It's when a chance presents itself.
So you're saying you got to go in there tonight and...
You.
I'm sorry?
You.
Me.
You have to go in. You have to get the leads.
I do.
It's not something for nothing, George. I took you in on this. You have to go. It's your thing. I made a deal with Graff. I can't go in. You know, I've spoken out on this too much. I got a big mouth. The fucking leads, et cetera, the fucking tight-ass company, blah, blah.
They'll know where you go over to Graff.
What will they know? That I stole the leads? I didn't steal the leads. I'm going to go to the movies. Then I'm going to have a late drink or two with the Como Inn, a friend.
Dave.
Yes?
You want me to break into the office tonight and steal the leads?
Yes. Oh, yes, George.
What does that mean?
Listen to this. I have an alibi. I'm going to the Como Inn. Why? Why? The place gets robbed, they're going to come looking for me. Why? Because I probably did it. Now, let me ask you this. Are you going to turn me in?
What if you don't get caught?
They come to you. You're going to turn me in?
Why would they come to me?
They're going to come to everybody.
Why would I do it?
You wouldn't, George. That's why I'm talking to you now. They come to you. You're going to turn me in?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. George, when they come to me, if I have to go in there, and if I get caught, they come to me.
You don't have to go in.
I have to go in, see? That's something I have to do.
Why?
Why? You going to give me $7,500?
$75? I thought we were splitting $5,000.
I lied, all right? Your rent's $25. My end's my own concern. Now, stick with me here, George. They come to me. I'm caught. They're going to ask me who were accomplices.
Me?
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. Well, to the law, you're an accessory before the fact.
I didn't ask to be.
Well, it's tough luck, George, because you are.
Why? Because you just told me about it?
That's right.
Why are you doing this to me, Dave? Why are you talking this way to me? I don't understand. Why are you doing this at all?
It's none of your fucking business, pal. Just in or out. You tell me. You're out, you take the consequences.
I do?
That's right.
And why is that?
Because you listened.
Well, when will Mrs. Nyborg be back? You know, I hate to keep calling you this late, Bruce, but I feel a responsibility, I must say. When you have a...
You know, they say you don't buy it. You rent it.
Huh?
The thing. You really, what do you keep? I mean, you don't keep anything, really.
No.
Security. Things. Things. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you try to stave off insecurity. You can't do it.
No.
No, that's what I'm telling you. Stocks, bonds, objects of art, real estate. What are they? An opportunity. To what? To make money? Perhaps. To lose money? Perhaps. To indulge and to learn about ourselves? Perhaps. So fucking what? What isn't? They're an opportunity. That's all they are. They're an event. A guy comes to you. You make a call. You send in a card. I have these properties. I would like for you to see. What does this mean? What do you want it to mean? You see what I'm saying? Things happen to you. Glad I met you. I'm glad I met you, James. I want to show you something. It may mean something to you. It may not. I don't know. I don't know anymore. What is that? Florida. Glengarry Highlands. Florida. Bullshit. And maybe that's true. And that's what I said. But look at this. What is this? This is a piece of land. Listen to what I'm going to tell you now.
Yes, I work here. What is it? What happened?
Robbery.
Williamson. Did they get the contracts? Tell me now. Tell me. They stole the contract.
Thank you, sir.
Did they get my contract?
They got
you,
big fella.
Did they?
Would you excuse us?
Don't fuck with me, fella. I'm talking about a fucking Cadillac car that you owe me.
They didn't get your contract. I filed it before I left.
They didn't get my contract.
They got... Excuse me.
Fuck. 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 Williamson! Williamson, open the fucking door for you.
They didn't get the contracts.
Did they?
They got... But... Listen to me. They got some of them.
Some of them?
Who told you?
Who told me? Who told me we had a robbery? We got a fucking board up on the whip. Who is this? Yes. Yes, I confess. I did it. Now, leave me a second here, please. Okay. Now, talk to me.
I'm still trying to sort it out. So far...
Talk to me. They got some of the contracts.
They...
Link. James Link, which I closed last night.
You closed it last night?
Yes.
I filed it. It went down.
You filed it. James Link.
Yes.
It was sent downtown.
Yes, all right. I filed it last night. It went to the bank. It went downtown, all right?
You filed it. Then I'm over the fucking top. You owe me a Cadillac.
I don't think.
I don't want to hear any fucking shit, and I don't give a shit. Link puts me over the top. You filed it. It went downtown. Now you owe me the car.
The robbery makes difficult.
Fuck you. You owe me the car. See? Because this is how we keep score, booby. You told me close thus and so you get the car. I got it.
You excuse us, please.
You hear what I said? Do you hear what I said? Hey, pal, your excuses are your own.
We contact James Link. Here I come. 6 p.m. Wharton Grove.
Yeah, well, when do you expect her in?
This is Ricky Roma
from last night.
Sure, no, wait a minute. Just to say, to thank her for a wonderful time.
Thank you. I'll call back later. Thank you.
They should check if we're insured.
Uh-huh. 10 p.m. Batavia.
Please don't leave. I'm going to talk to you. What's your name?
Are you talking to me?
That's right.
My name is Richard Roma.
They should be insured.
What do you care?
Well, then they wouldn't be so upset. They wouldn't be so upset, Mitch and Murray.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. How are you?
Fine. You mean the board? You mean on the board?
Yes, okay. The board.
I'm fucking on the board. I can't. My mind must be other places, because I can't,
What? You can't do what?
I can't close them.
Well, they're old. Look at this shit they're giving you. Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
They are old.
They're ancient.
Yeah, clear
meadows. This shit's dead.
It is dead.
Waste of time.
Yes. I'm no fucking good.
Hey, fuck that shit, George. You had a bad month. You're a good man, George.
I am?
Yeah, you had a bad streak. Look at this. 15 units Mountain View, fucking things get stole.
You say he filed?
He filed. The big one. He filed the guy from the bar that I closed last night. All the little ones, I gotta go back. Can you believe this? I gotta go back and close again. I mean, talk about a fucking beat that would sap anyone's self. Wait. Where are the phones?
They stole. What kind of an outfit is it when people...
They stole the phones.
When criminals come and they steal the phones.
They stole the leads. They stole the phones. They stole the... Oh, Christ. What am I going to do this month? Shit.
You think they're
going
to catch... Where are you going?
Down the street. Where are you going? To the restaurant. What do you fucking care?
Aren't you going out today?
With what, John? With what? Well, answer me. They stole the Glengarry leads. They stole Rio Rancho.
I have the stuff from last year's file.
Oh. Your nostalgia file. Oh, great. That's great, because, you know, I don't have to...
You want
to
go out today?
I don't have to eat this month. Great. Give him to me. Bring him. Come on. Fucking Mitch and Murray are going to shit, Abe. What am I going to do all month?
The thing of it is, you know, were the leads insured? You think?
What?
Were the leads insured?
I don't know, George. Why?
Because if they weren't, I know Mitch and Murray...
What?
They'll be upset.
That's right. You're right.
He said we're all going to have to talk to the guy.
To the cop. Great. We have to talk to the cop. Another waste of time.
A waste of time? Why?
Why? Because they're not going to find the guy.
The cops?
Yes, the cops. No.
The cops aren't going to find the guy?
Nope.
Why do you think so?
Why? Because they're stupid. Where were you last night?
Where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah.
I was at home. Where were you?
At home.
See? Were you the guy who broke in?
Was I?
Yes.
No.
And don't sweat it, George. You know why?
No.
You have nothing to hide.
When I talk to the police, I get nervous.
Yes. You know who doesn't?
No, who?
Thieves.
But I don't know what I'm going to tell them.
The truth, George. Always tell them the truth. The easiest thing to remember.
Ho, ho, ho! Patel? Ravadam Patel? Well, how am I going to make a living on these deadbeats? Where'd you get this from, a morgue?
Look, I'm...
Oh, come on. What's the point? What's the fucking point in any case? I got to argue with you. I got to knock heads with the cops. I'm busting my balls, sell your dirt to deadbeats. Money in the mattress. And I come back, you can't even keep the contract safe. I got to go out and... Oh, fuck this shit. I'm going to go out and reclose last week's stuff.
No. The word from Murray is leave him alone. He needs a new sig, he'll go out himself.
Murray is going to go out?
Yeah, he'll be the president of the company. Just come in from out of town, all right?
Okay. Give me the shit.
I'm giving you three leads.
Three? No, I count two.
There's three leads there.
Patel, fuck you. Fucking Shiva handed this guy $1 million, told him sign the deal. He wouldn't sign. And the god Vishnu, too, into the book. Fuck you, John. You know your business, I know mine. Your business being an asshole. I find out whose fucking cousin you are. I'm going to go to him and figure out a way to have your ass. Fuck you. I'm waiting for the new leads.
Get the chalk. Hey. Get the chalk! Get the chalk! I did it. I closed it. I closed the cocksucker. Get the chalk! Put me on the board, John. Put me on the Cadillac board, huh?
Williamson! Hey, pick up the fucking chalk. Rick, 8 units Mountain View.
Sold 8 Mountain View.
You bet your ass. Who wants to go to lunch, huh? Who wants to go to lunch? I'm buying. Hey, Williamson. $82,000, 12 grand of my commission. I want Deadbeat Magazine subscription leads.
Who?
Bruce and Harriet Nyborg. Read it. What the hell happened here?
Fuck. Huh? I heard them on River Glen.
What happened?
Somebody broke in.
8 units.
Yeah.
Hey. Shelley.
Ah, big deal. I broke a bad streak.
Shelley Machine Levine. That's great.
Ah, thank you, George. Hey, grab the phone, call Mitch.
They took the phones.
Huh?
I don't know.
They took the leads, they took the cash, took the contracts.
And a robbery.
When?
Last night, this morning.
I thought they took the leads.
Fucking asshole.
What? They beat you with a rubber bat.
Cop couldn't find his stick 2 hands on a map. Anybody talks to this asshole's a fucking asshole.
I'm gonna turn states?
Fuck you, Ricky. I ain't going out today. I'm going home. I'm going home because nothing's accomplished here. Anybody talks to this guy...
Guess what the machine did?
Fuck the machine.
Mountain View, 8 units.
Cops got no right to talk to me that way. I did not rob the place.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, he closed the deal.
8 units, Mountain View.
You did that?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Guess who?
When?
Just now.
Guess who?
You just this morning?
Harriet and blah blah Nyborg...
You did that?
Yeah, $82,000.
Those fucking deadbeats.
My ass, I told them. Hey, listen to this.
Hey, I don't want to hear your fucking war stories.
Fuck you, Dave.
I said you have to believe in yourself.
Give me a lead. I'm going out. I'm getting out.
You must.
No, fuck the leads. I'm going home.
Hey, fuck me, Bruce. How do you believe in yourself?
We haven't got a lead.
Why not?
They took them.
Hey, the fucking garbage, any case. Oh, goddamn.
You know, you look around, you say, this one has so-and-so, I got nothing. But why? Why don't I get the opportunities?
Did they steal the contracts?
Fuck you, kid.
Harriet, I want to tell you something.
Fuck's that supposed to mean?
Will you shut up? I'm telling him something.
Can we get some coffee?
How you doing?
Fine.
Uh-huh.
If anybody's going out, I could use some coffee.
You do get the opportunity.
Fuck is that supposed to mean?
You do get the opportunities. You get them as I get them, as everybody
Ricky,
gets them.
That I don't care they stole a contract.
Now, I got them in the kitchen. I'm eating their crumb cake.
What does that mean?
It means, Dave, you haven't closed a good one in a month. None of my business. You want to push me to answer you. So you haven't got a contract to get stolen and so forth.
You got a mean streak in you, Ricky. You know that? Shut the fuck up. Ricky, you got a mean streak in you. And what the fuck are you babbling about? You bring that shit up on my volume? You were on a bear. When I brought it up to you, you'd harbor it. You'd harbor it a long, long while, and you'd be right.
Who said fuck the machine?
Fuck the machine? Fuck the machine? Fuck the machine! What is this, courtesy class? You're fucked, Rick. Are you fucking nuts? You're hot, so you think you're the ruler of this place.
Hey, wait a minute.
You want to... Hey. Shut up!
Okay.
You want to decide who should be dealt with how? Is that it? I come in a fucking office today, get humiliated by some jag-off cop. I get accused of... I get the shit thrown in my face by you genuine shit, because your cop name on the board.
Is that what I did, Dave?
I humiliated you. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. Everything's fucking peach fuzz.
And I don't get a moment to spare for some bust-out humanitarian down on his luck lately.
Oh,
fuck you, Dave. You know you got a big mouth. You make a close, this whole place stinks with your farts for a week. How much you just ingested. Oh, what a big man you are. Hey, let me buy you a pack of gum. I'll show you how to chew it. Ooh. Your pal closes, all that comes out of your mouth is bile.
Ooh.
How fucked up you are.
Who's my pal, Vicky? Hmm? What are you? And what are you, Ricky, huh? Bishop Sheen? What the fuck are you, Mr. Slick? Who? What the fuck are you, friend of the working man? Big deal. Fuck you!
You got the memory of a fucking fly!
I never liked you anyway.
What is this, your farewell speech?
Going home.
Your farewell to the troops?
I'm not going home. I'm going to Wisconsin.
Have a good trip.
Oh, fuck you! Fuck the line, you fuck you all!
You were saying.
Huh?
Come on. Come on, you got him in the kitchen? You're in your shirt sleeves. You got the scotch spread out. You can smell it. Come on, snap out of it. You're eating her crumb cake.
Dave, oh, yeah, I'm eating her crumb cake.
How was it?
You're from the store.
Fuck off.
Wait, Bruce, Harriet, what we have to do is admit to ourselves that we see that opportunity and take it, right? And that's it. Now we just sit there. I got my pen out.
Always be closing.
Oh, God, that's what I've been saying. The old ways, right? Convert that motherfucker, sell him, make him sign the check. Now they got their money in government bonds. I said to myself, fuck it, let's go all the way, huh? The whole route. I take it and plat it out. 8 units, $82,000, and I say to them, this is now. This is that thing that you have been dreaming of. You are going to find the suitcase on the train. The man walks in the room. That bag is filled with money. Harriet, this is it. And Bruce, I don't want to fuck around with you. You know, I don't. I don't want to pussyfoot around, huh? You think you got to look back on this thing? I do, too. Now, I'm here to do good for you and me, the both of us. What is the point of some interim position? The only arrangement that I will accept is full investment. And I mean it. That's it. All 8 units, period. Now, I got the pen in my hand, Rick. Hey, I turned that contract around. That's 8 units, $82,000. And I said, now, I want you to sign. I sat there 5 minutes. And then I sat. 22 minutes by that kitchen clock on the wall. Ricky, not a word, not emotion. And what am I thinking? Is my arm getting tired? No, I did it. Just like the old days, like I used to, like I was taught, I did it.
Like you taught me.
Oh, hey, no, nobody ever. Well, if I did, I'm glad. No, what I did, I locked on them. I locked all on them, nothing on me, on them. And, oh, God, I am holding my last thought. Now is the time. They signed. Boy, that was great. It was so fucking great. It was like they wilted all at once.
Mm-hmm.
No gesture, nothing. Just together. No. Honest to God. Mm. They both kind of imperceptibly slumped. You know, and then he reached, he took the pen and he signed, passed it to her, and she signed. It was solemn, fucking solemn. Mm. I let it sit, you know. And then I nodded. I said, Harriet, Bruce. Then I pointed into the living room to the sideboard. I didn't know there was a fucking sideboard in there. He went over. He brought us back a drink. Little shot glasses, you know, with a pretty design in them, a little. And we just toasted in silence.
Great sale, Shelley.
Fuck! Hand me out! Come on! Give me leads! Williamson!
Hand me out!
The leads are coming. Get them to me.
Yeah, I talked to Mitch and Murray an hour ago. They're coming in. You understand? They're a bit upset.
You tell them my sale.
How could I tell them your sale? I didn't have a telephone. Oh. I'll tell them your sale when they bring in the leads. All right, Shelley? All right? We had a little... You closed the deal. You made a good sale.
Oh, better than a good sale.
Look, I have a lot of things on my mind. You understand? They're coming in. They're very upset.
All I'm telling you is you can tell them it was a remarkable sale.
Yeah, the only thing remarkable about it is who you made it to.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, that if the sale sticks, it'll be a miracle.
The sales, well, why shouldn't the sales...
Oh, fuck you. That's what I'm saying. You do not know your job. Do you know that? A man is his job. You are fucked at yours. You hear what I'm saying to you? Your end of the month, fucking boy. You do not know how to run this office. You haven't got the sense. You haven't got the balls. Have you ever been on a sit? Has this cocksucker ever been on a sit? Did you ever sit with a customer?
If I were you, I would calm down.
Oh, would you? Oh, my God. What are you going to do? Fire me? Oh, Rick.
It's not impossible.
Oh, really? On an $80,000 day? And what? It's not even noon yet.
You closed them today?
Oh, I got up early this morning. I tracked him down and I closed it. What I'm saying to you is that things change, and that's where you fuck up, because you don't know. You can't look back. You don't see who's coming. Maybe it's someone new, huh? Maybe it's someone else, but you don't know. You can't look back because you don't know your history. When we were on Rio Rancho, who was the top man, huh? For what, oh, 2 months, 3 months? How about 8 months for 3 years in a row, huh? And on what, luck? Was that it, John, or purloin fucking leads? It was talent.
Yes.
Door to door. It's called cold calling, John. Shit, I don't even know their name. They don't want to buy what I've got. Soft sell shit. We were doing it before we even had a name for it. Am I right?
Right, you're right, Shell.
You wouldn't know. You Jesus, he doesn't even know what a streak is. What the hell are you? You're a fucking secretary. Fuck you! Yeah, that's my message to you. Fuck you and kiss my ass. And if you don't like that, baby, I go across the street and I speak to Jerry Graff. Period. Fuck you. Now, listen to me. You put me on that fucking board, and I want 3 promising leads for today, and I don't want any bullshit about them, and I want them close together, because I am going to close them all. And that's all I have to say to you.
He's right, Williamson.
I'm sorry, but it's wrong. And you know whose fault it is? Mitch and Murray. Ah, the hell with him. Let's get some lunch, huh, Rick? Leeds won't be up here till later anyway. So.
You're a client. I just sold you 5 waterfront Glengarry farms. I do this with my hair. I told me to keep Kenilworth.
Which is it?
Kenilworth. I own the property. My mother owns the property. I put her into it. You look on the plats, you go home. You'll see. A3 through 10. 26 to 30. I mean, take your time. If you still feel you don't want to...
Oh, hey, I won't need more time, Rick. I bought a lot of property.
I can talk to you. Jim, what are you doing here? Jim Link, D. Ray Morton.
I'm glad to meet you.
I just put Jim into Black Creek. Are you acquainted with,
Black Creek? No. In Florida.
Yes.
I'd love to speak to you about that.
Well, we'll do that this week.
My wife suggested I look into it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful rolling land. I was telling Jim and Ginny... Ray, I gotta tell you something. Ray, you eat in a lot of restaurants, Ray. I know you do. Ray is with American Express. Can I tell Jim what you do?
Sure.
Ray is director of all European sales and services for America. But what I'm saying is, you haven't had a meal until you tasted it. I was at the Lynx. What was that service feature you were talking about?
Which?
Home cooking. What did... You had a tag phrase that you used?
Cooking.
Home the monthly interview.
The magazine.
Yes.
Oh, well,
is that something I can talk about?
Well, it won't be out until the February issue, but I'll go ahead.
Are you sure?
Go ahead.
Anyway, Ray was eating one of his company men's homes in France, right? The man is French.
You know, but his wife is.
Ah, his wife. Ray, what time do you have?
12:15.
I gotta get you on a plane.
Oh, didn't I say the 2?
No, the 1 o'clock. Remember you said the 1 o'clock. That's why we couldn't talk till Kenilworth.
Oh, you're right. The 1. Let's scoot. A pleasure.
I gotta talk to you.
I gotta run right to the airport. Come on, let's hustle. John, get on the phone to Pittsburgh. American Express there for Mr. Morton. Will you tell him he's on the 1 o'clock? I'll see you. Oh, Christ. I'm sorry. You came all the way in. I'm running right to the airport. You wait here and I'll... No, I can't. I'm meeting your man at the back. I wish you'd have phoned. All right, wait. Are you and Ginny going to be home tonight?
I don't know.
Wait. Rick.
What?
Kenilworth.
I'm sorry.
Kenilworth.
Oh, God. Excuse me, Ray, just a minute. Jim, I told you who he is. He's the senior vice president of American Express. His family owns 32... Over the past years, I have sold him... I can't tell you the dollar amount, but quite a lot of land. I promised him 5 weeks ago that I would go to the wife's birthday party in Kenilworth tonight. I have to go. You understand? I mean, it's something I have to. They treat me like a member of the family. I have to go. It's funny, you know, you get a picture of the corporation type company man, all business. This guy, I tell you, we'll go to his house someday. Let me see. Tomorrow. I'm in L.A.
Monday. I'll take you to lunch. Where would you like to eat? My wife's...
Hey, Ray.
I can't talk now, Jim. I'll call you tonight, all right? Sorry. Come on, Ray.
My wife said I have to cancel a deal.
It's a common reaction, Jim. And let me tell you what it is, and I know that that's why you married her. One of the reasons is prudence. No, it's a sizable investment. One thinks twice. It's also something women have. Reaction to the size of the investment. Monday, you invite me to dinner again. I mean, this woman can cook.
Oh, I'm sure she can.
We're going to talk because I want to tell you something about your acreage. I want you to know. I can't talk about it here, and I really shouldn't. And by law, the man next to you bought his lot at 42, phoned to say he already had an offer.
Rick.
I'm coming, Ray. What a day. I'll call you this evening. Jim, I'm sorry. I had to come all the way in. I'm sorry. Monday lunch.
We really have to go.
All right, Monday.
She called the consumer, the attorney, I don't know, the attorney general. They said we had 3 days.
Who'd she call?
The attorney, it was some consumer office.
Why'd she do that, Jim?
I don't know. No, but they said we have 3 days. They said we got 3 days, yeah.
3 days?
To, you know.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
What, to change our minds?
Of course you have. 3 days.
Well, so we can't talk Monday.
Monday? You saw my book. Jim. I can't. You saw my book. I can't.
Yeah, but we have to before Monday to get our money back.
3 business days, they mean. 3 business days.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I don't understand.
That's what they are, the 3 business. Look, if we wait till Monday, my time limit runs out.
You don't count Saturday.
I'm not.
No, same. You don't include Saturday in 3 days. It's not a business day.
I am not counting it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so it would have elapsed.
What would have elapsed?
If we wait till Monday, it would have elapsed.
When did you write the check?
Yesterday.
What was yesterday?
Tuesday.
And when was that check cashed?
I don't know.
Well, what was the earliest that it could have been cashed?
I don't know.
Today? Today? Which, in any case, it was not, as there was something on the agreement I wanted to go over with you, in any case.
It wasn't cashed.
I just phoned downtown. It's on their desk.
Yeah, Rick?
One moment. One point, in fact, of which I spoke to you, of which I can't talk to you about it here.
Listen to me.
The statute is for your protection. I have no complaint with that. In fact, I was a member of the board when we drafted it. So quite the opposite. It says you can change your mind 3 working days from the time the deal was closed.
Levine.
Wait a second. Which is not until the check is cashed.
Don't let this fucking Mr. Gus. Nobody should talk to a man that way. How are you talking to me that way?
Levine.
How can you talk to me that way?
Flag a cab.
I didn't rob.
Shelley.
I didn't.
Shelley, get in the office.
Where were you last? Is anybody listening to me? Where's Mars? Where?
Levine.
Where?
Is this Levine?
Perhaps I could assist you in that. Excuse us, will you?
Come in here. I work here. I didn't come in here to be mistreated.
Go to lunch, will you?
That's why I came here to work today.
Yeah,
that's why.
Come in. I'll let you know.
That's why I came in here.
Go to lunch.
I don't want to go to lunch.
Go to lunch, George.
Where does he get off? Talk that way to a working man.
Will you take it outside? We have people trying to do business.
That's what I came in here for. That's what I'm trying to do. I meet Gestapo tactics.
Excuse me?
I meet Gestapo tactics. That's not right. No man has the right to... No man has the right to call an attorney. That means you're guilt. That means you're under such... He says cooperator. We'll take you downtown. That's not... As long as I...
Will you get out of here? Will you? I'm trying to run an office here. Now, will you go to lunch? Go to lunch. Will you go to lunch?
Excuse me.
Where did Moss?
Excuse me, please.
Did he go to the restroom?
Excuse me, please. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. It's
not me, it's my wife.
What is it?
Oh, I told you.
Tell me again.
What's going on here?
Tell me again, your wife.
I told you.
Tell me again.
Well, she wants her money back.
Yeah, but we're going to speak to her.
No. No, she told me right now.
But we're going to speak to her, Jim.
No, she won't listen.
She...
She said if I don't get my money back, I have to call a state's attorney.
No, no. This is something she said. We don't have to do that.
No. She told me I have to.
No, Jim. No,
I do. Jim. I do. Listen, I do. If I don't get my money back...
Thomas, I'm talking to you.
Listen. Will someone get this guy off my back, please?
You have a problem?
Yes, I have a problem. Yes, I do, my friend. It is not me that ripped the joint off. I'm doing business. I will be with you in a while. Got it? Where are you going? Where are you going?
This is me, Jim. This is Ricky, Jim. Jim, anything you want. You want it, you got it.
You understand? This is me. Something upset you. Yes. Sit down now. Sit down. You tell me what it is. Am I going to help you fix it? You goddamn right I am. Sit down. Tell you something. Sometimes we need someone from outside. Sit. Talk to me. Come on.
I can't negotiate.
What does that mean?
What?
Say the words.
I don't have the power. I said it.
What power?
To negotiate.
To negotiate what? To negotiate what?
This.
What this?
The deal.
The deal? Forget the deal, Jim. You got something on your mind. What is it? What?
I can't talk to you. You met my wife, Ryan.
What? I met your wife, what? What, Jim? Let's go. Get a drink. Come on.
No, she told me not to talk to you.
Oh, come on. We're going to go around the corner. We're going to have a drink. Who's going to know this?
She told me I have to get the check back, otherwise I call
it. Forget the deal, Jimmy. Forget the deal. The deal is dead. You know me. The deal's dead. Am I talking about the deal? That's over. Please. Let's talk about you. I'm going to tell you something. Your life is your own. You have a contract with your wife. You have certain things you do jointly. You have a bond there. And there are other things. And those things are yours. And you needn't feel ashamed. You needn't feel that you're being untrue or that she would abandon you if she knew. This is your life. Yes? Now, I want to talk to you because you're obviously upset. And that concerns me. Now, let's go. Come on, right now. Let's go. Come on.
Roma.
What? Check if it's...
What did I tell you? No. What did I tell you about the 3 days?
Roma, would you? I'd like to get some lunch.
I am talking with Mr. Link, if you please. I will be with you in a while. I'll just check with Mr. Williamson.
People downtown said to check.
Call them again. I told you. Mr. Williamson!
Yes?
Mr. Link and I are going to go to the...
Oh, yes, please. The police can be...
What are the police doing here? That's nothing.
What are the police doing here? We had a slight burglary last
night. No, it's nothing. I was just assuring Mr. Link.
Mr. Link? James Link? Your contract went out. Nothing to worry about.
John.
Your contract went out to the bank.
You cashed my check?
Mr. Williamson.
The check was cashed, the contract was filed and deposited in the bank, and we're completely insured in any case, as you know.
You cashed the check?
Not to my knowledge, no.
But I'm sure we can...
Not to my knowledge. Oh, Christ. Hey, don't follow me. Just don't follow me, okay?
I've let you down. Huh? I know I've let you down. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I don't know anymore. Oh, forgive me.
You stupid fucking cunt. You, Williamson, I'm talking to you, shithead. You just cost me $6,000. $6,000 and one Cadillac. That's right. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, asshole? You fucking shit. Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt? You idiot. Whoever told you that you could work with men?
Could I,
Oh, I'm going to have your job, shithead. I'm going downtown. I'm going to talk to Mitchell Murray. I'm going to Lemkin. I don't care whose nephew you are, who you know, whose dick you're sucking on. You're going out. I swear to you, you're going...
Let's get this done.
Anyone in this office lives on his wits. I'm going to be with you in a second. What you're hired for is to help us. Does that seem clear to you? To help us, not to fuck us up. To help men who are going out there to try to earn a living, you fairy. You company man. I'll tell you something else. I hope you rip the joint off. I can tell our friend here a little something might help him to catch you. You want to learn the first rule? You'd know if you ever spent a day in your life. You never open your mouth till you know what the shot is. You fucking child.
You are a shithead, Williamson.
Can't think on your feet. You ought to keep your mouth closed. Now, can you hear me? I'm talking to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Ricky's right. Can't learn it in an office. Got to learn it in the street. You can't buy it. You got to live it. Yeah, precisely, huh? Because your partner depends on... I'm talking to you, trying to tell you something.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
What are you trying to tell me?
What Roma was trying to tell you, what I told you a long time ago, you don't belong in this business.
I don't belong
in... You might listen to me. One day you could say, hey, maybe the guy... Oh, fuck it. Listen to me now. Your partner depends on you. Your partner, the man who is your partner, depends on you, and you go with him and for him or you're shit. Huh? You are shit. You can't exist alone.
Excuse me.
Excuse you nothing. You be as cold as you want. You just fucked a good man out of $6,000 and his goddamn bonus because you didn't know the shot. You can do that and you're not man enough to say it gets you. I don't know what. If you can't take something from that, then you're scum. You're fucking white bread. A child would know it. He's right. If you're going to make something up, John, be sure that it helps. Or keep your mouth shut. I'm done with you.
How do you know I made it up?
What?
How do you know I made it up?
What are you talking about? Huh?
You said you don't make something up unless it's sure to help. How did you know I made it up?
What are you talking about?
I told the customer his contract had gone to the bank.
You had it?
No, it hadn't.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. What are you getting at?
Well, I'm saying this, Shelley. Usually I take the contracts to the bank. Last night I didn't. Last night I stayed home with my kids. How did you know that? One night in a year, I left the contract on my desk. No one knew that but you. Now, how did you know that? You want to talk to me, or you want to talk to someone else?
Because this is my job. This is my job on the line, and you are going to talk to me.
Now, how did you know that contract was on my desk?
You are so full of shit.
You robbed the office.
Oh, sure. I robbed the office. Oh, sure. You assholes.
What did you do with the leads? You want to go in there? I tell him what I know. He's going to dig up something. You got an alibi last night, Shannon?
You better have one. What did you do with the leads? If you tell me what you did with the leads, we can talk.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
If you tell me where the leads are, I won't turn you in. If you don't, I'm going to tell the cop you stole them. Mitch and Murray will see that you go to jail.
Oh. Believe me, they will. Now, where are the leads? I'm walking in that door. You got 5 seconds to tell me, or you are going to jail. Yeah, I don't care. You understand? Where are the leads? All right.
I sold them.
Jerry Graff.
How much did you get for them?
How much did you get for them?
Five grand, and I got half.
Who got the other half?
Do I have to tell you? Moss.
Well, that was easy, wasn't it?
His idea.
Was it?
I think he got more than five, actually.
Uh-huh.
He told me my cut was $2,500. Wait a minute. Okay, John. Hey, John.
Wait, well, okay.
John. Hey, Johnny. Listen.
Come here. Hey, John. Last night, I gotta tell you, I'm ready to do the Dutch. I'm done. Moss gets me. Do this, we'll get well.
Why not? Big fucking deal. I'm halfway hoping to get caught. Hey.
Free.
Put me out of my misery. It taught me something, John. What it taught me, you gotta get out there. I'm not cut out to be a thief. I'm cut out to be a salesman, and I am back. I got my balls back. Now, you got a slight advantage on me. But whatever it takes, John, to make things right, we're gonna make it right. We are going to make it right.
I want to tell you something, Shelley. You have a big mouth.
What?
You've got a big mouth. And now I'm going to show you an even bigger one.
Where are you going?
Hey, well, you can't do that.
You don't want to do that. Wait, huh? It's $2,500. Go ahead and take it all.
No, I don't think so, Shell. I don't think I want your money. I think you fucked up my office, and I think you're going away.
Are you nuts? I'm going to close for you. Hey,
look, I'm going to make this office, and I'm going to be number one on that board again.
Wait, John. John.
This is what we're going to do. 20%. I'm going to give you 20% of all my sales. 20% as long as I'm with this firm. 50. 50% of all my sales.
What sales?
What sales? By God, I just closed 82 grand. Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm back. This is just the beginning.
Just the beginning? Where have you been, Shelley? Huh? Bruce and Harriet Nyborg. Shh. You want to see the memos? They're nuts. They used to call in every week. When I was with Webb, we were selling Arizona. They're nuts. Did you see how they were living? How can you delude yourself?
I got their check.
Yeah, well, forget it. Frame it. It's worthless.
The check is no good.
Yeah, you want to stick around? I'll pull the memo. I'm busy now.
Wait a minute. The check is no good. They're nuts.
Want to call the bank, Shelley? I called them. I called them 4 months ago when we first got the lead. The people are insane. They just like talking to salesmen.
Oh. Don't.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I don't like you.
My daughter.
Fuck you.
Asshole. Guy couldn't find his fucking couch, the living room. What a day. Whoo! I haven't even had a cup of coffee. Jag off John opens his mouth, blows my Cadillac. I swear it's not a world of men. It is not a world of men machine. World of clock watches. Bureaucrats. Office holders, what it is. Fucked up world. No adventure to it. Dying breed. Yes, it is. We're the members of a dying breed. That's why we gotta stick together. Shell, I want to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you for some time. For a long time, actually. I said, the machine. There's a man I would work with. There's, you know, I never said a word. I don't know why I didn't. I should have. I don't know why. And that shit you were slinging on my guy today, that was so good. Excuse me for saying it. It's not even my place to say it. That was admirable. It was the old stuff. Hey, I've been on a hot streak. So what? Things I can learn from you. You eat today? Yeah. You want to swing around the chinks? Watch me eat? We'll talk?
I think I'll stay around a while.
Hello, Mrs. Schwartz. This is Richard Roman with Premier Properties. You or your accountant requested information on a land investment which would offer you depreciation and the chance of a substantial return on a small investment. I'm in from Florida just for one day. So I only have that one lot left.
Could you come in here, please?
I don't have too much time, and I'm on the midnight plane back. So if you or your husband are truly interested, because I can't hold this parcel back. Yes? Well, what would be better for you, say 6 or 8? Go ask him. Shell, we're going to talk, huh? I'm going to the chinks. You're done, come down, we're going to smoke a cigarette?
Get in the room.
Hey, easy, pal. That's the machine. This is Shelley the Machine Levine.
Get in the goddamn room.
Rick,
It's all right, I'll meet you at the restaurant.
Yeah, Ricky.
Ricky can't help you, pal.
All I want is...
Yeah, what do you want? You want what?
Rick.
Hello? Excellent. 8 p.m. 6947 Euclid. Not at all. Thank you very much.
Did you find the guy that broke in the office?
No. I don't know.
Did the leads come in yet?
No.
Oh, God, I hate this job.
Anybody wants me? I'm at the restaurant.
Hello, Mrs. Delgari? Yes, you requested some information about Rio Rancho Properties.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies. do I see in the morning bluebirds singing a song? Nothing but bluebirds from now on. I never saw the sky shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days turning by, when you're in love, my heart it flies. Shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the day.